Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and at the top of the agenda is a proclamation honoring Sheriff's Lieutenant Wayne Hansen on his retirement from the office after 40 years of service. Hansen began his career with the Sheriff's Office as a reserve deputy in 1976, and over the course of four decades served as a corrections officer, a field training officer, and for 12 years as the supervisor of the County Drug Task Force. The board is also expected to approve a memorandum of agreement with the Karuk tribe for the expansion of broadband connectivity for tribal members. In 2012, the tribe and the county entered into an agreement to install fiber optic cables along Ishipishi Road, and now that that project is completed, the new agreement allows the county and tribe to revise future projects as needed without having to revisit the agreement each time. The board will also hear a presentation from the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association, who will make a presentation about local rivers during this Wild and Scenic Rivers Week. It was in 1984 that President Reagan signed the Trinity River Basin Fish and Wildlife Management Act that allowed for the restoration of sections of the Trinity River. The supervisors are also expected to approve new speed limits for stretches of road in Arcata and Eureka. The speed limit will drop to 25 miles per hour on Foster Avenue at Jane's Road in Arcata near the Fuerte Nueva Charter School. In Eureka, the speed limit on Fern Street and Park Street will be reduced if the measure is approved. And artists and graphic designers may be interested in the county's contest to design a new logo for the county airport, officially called the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport. If approved, REDEC will present the county with the top design recommendations in February of next year. The number of voters who have registered to vote in the state of California had already reached a historical high in May, just under 18 million registered of 24 million eligible, 72%, and that would have increased as the deadline to register closed at midnight last night. In an odd twist, in Humboldt County, the number of registered voters has decreased slightly from just over 80,000 in November of 2012 to 79,000 currently, but the percentage of eligible voters has increased from 72% to 75%. There are currently more than 100,000 adults in the county eligible to vote, and 39,000 have registered as Democrats, 19,000 as Republicans, and 18,000 as no preference, with the rest scattered across various parties. In the 2012 general election, 58% of eligible voters in Humboldt County cast a vote, compared with just 23% in the off-year election last year, 31% in the mid-year election of 2014, and 21% of voters in the off-year of 2013. In Del Norte County, there are just under 18,000 eligible voters and more than 13,000, 76%, have registered. In Mendocino, 63,000 voters have registered, comprising 72% of eligible voters. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Humboldt County voters make their final decisions for the upcoming election, they will have a long list of local, county, and state initiatives and measures to consider. We'll take a look at each of those items as we head toward Election Day. We continue with the state propositions, and today outline Props 54, 55, and 56. Proposition 54 would require the state legislature make available online 3 days before a final vote any piece of legislation, except in the case of a public emergency. The measure would prohibit the legislature from voting on any measure that has not been made available for those 3 days and also authorizes any person to record legislative proceedings other than those held behind closed doors. Proposition 55 would extend a personal income tax increase on the state's highest earners through 2030 and on average would cost the taxpayer an additional $370 per year. The measure builds on Prop 30 that passed in 2012 and would impact a single earner making more than $260,000 per year and joint earners making more than $520,000. The tax revenue is earmarked for K-12 education and community colleges. Proposition 56 would impose a hike in the excise tax on tobacco products and raise the current state tax of 87 cents per pack of cigarettes to 287. The measure would also impact other products such as e-cigarettes, and the revenue is earmarked for ongoing tobacco prevention programs, healthcare services, and earlyhood child education, as well as cancer research. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.